The Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Episode in the detective careers of those correspondents, school rooms, Cy and Elmer. On the very day of their graduation from the mail order college, these two ancient and rheumatic investigators were thrown into the middle of the biggest mystery ever known in the sleepy little town of Punkinville. A stranger in the town was seen going into the bank, but when the detectives arrived on the scene, the stranger was gone and the cashier murdered. Cy and Elmer finally corner the stranger and attempt to arrest him, only to have the suspected criminal lock them in the bank vault and run for his train. Cy has fainted from the shock of finding the cashier's body in the vault with them, and Elmer is trying to revive him. Listen.
Cy Perkins. Oh, Cy, wake up, you darn fool. Come on, Cy, come on. When you're this, ain't no place to stay in long.
Where are we, Elmer?
Where are we, Elmer? We're locked in the bank vault.
How did we get locked in a bank vault?
No, Grace Scott, Cy, don't you remember that?
You know that I don't never remember nothing. That happens just before I faint.
Now, looky here, Cy, try to remember something, will you? Don't you remember we tried to arrest our city slicker in this bank? And then he showed us his star and made us believe he was a detective?
I do, kind of, sort of, remember. But now we're in the safe?
Yes, we're in the safe. We're locked in the safe. That fella threw us in here and then run for his train.
What was he going to show us in here?
The body of the cashier.
Body?
Yeah.
In here with us? I'm going to faint right off.
Now, look here, Cy. Don't you faint again, you darn old coyote. We got to figure a way out of here, Cy.
Where is it? The body.
Right near you there. You feel it when you run into it.
Elmer, I can't stand all of this. With my rheumatiz and my misery getting worse all the time and my back aching.
Oh, stop it. Stop it, will you? Quit bellin' about your misery.
Yeah.
We got to figure a way out of here quick. I read in a book someplace once that the air don't last very long in these places.
It is kind of hard to breathe. And what does the directions in the detective book say to do in a case like this?
My goodness. You can't read the book in the dark, you darned old fool.
Well, you can light a match, can't you?
Yes, I could if I had one, I suppose.
Yeah.
Use some old left whittling for that birdcage I was making yesterday.
Elmer, there ought to be something in that detective book about always carrying a flashlight.
Now, looky here, Cy. That book ain't going to get us out of here.
No?
We got to start looking all over the floors and the walls and every place for some kind of an opening.
You know there ain't no way to get out of a bank vault except out through the door. If there was, folks could get in and rob the bank.
Yes, well, I wish to goodness somebody bust in right now and steal us out of here.
Huh?
Oh, my head's starting to ache. Guess the air's getting kind of bad in here at that.
Well, I feel mighty miserable, Elmer. I guess I'm near dead.
Oh, well, stop your crying and bailing and get your feet around these walls.
All right, Elmer.
Say, Cy, this wall's full of little boxes and holes. That gives me an idea.
Yeah?
We ain't in the part of the vault where the money is. That's only a little bitty place.
And then this is where the safety deposit boxes is.
How do you know? How do you know where the safety deposit boxes is? You never had nothing in a safety deposit box in your life.
I seen this room when they was a building the bank.
Yeah, mighty funny. There ain't no light in this place.
Must be one someplace.
Yes, yeah, certainly is. But a switch must be outside.
And this being a Sunday, there ain't no chance of anybody discovering us before tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's right. And by that time, Si, there'll be three buddies in here instead of one.
Elmer, what do you mean, three buddies?
Man, when the air for breathing in here, it's all going. You and me can just lay right down beside that cashier there.
It's so dark in here. What if I run into that...
Well, I can't help it if you do. Keep feeling that wall. Come on now.
All right. How much further we got to feel around here, Emmett?
Well, I've been doing a little detecting about that. I figure we're about half done now, Si. Because your voice is coming right straight across the room at me.
Well, hurry up and get closer together. Everything I touch in the dark feels so darn funny.
Yes, I know. This whole side of the room here seems to be smooth and slick. Without no boxes or nothing in it either.
Elmer, I touched something. It felt like hair, only it's a moving around. It ain't a laying still like that cashier ought to be. I'm scared, Elmer.
Oh, stop it. Shut up, you old sissy. You're just imagining things.
Yeah, maybe so, but I got to remember. Darn his pesky hide. It is something I'm walking around, and I got him by the neck.
Say, wait a minute. Sias, my neck you got hold of. Let go before you choke me black and blue, will you? Oh, of all the stupid old ninnies, you are the stupidest.
Well, how did your neck get way over here?
My neck didn't go no place except with me. Never has been no place except with me. We've been walking toward one end in the dark.
All right. Hey, quit the poking me in the eye, Emma. This ain't no time for fooling.
I ain't poking nobody.
Well, something is hitting me in the eye all the time.
Well, land sakes, why don't you hit it back?
I tried hitting it back, but I didn't hit nothing but air.
Wait a minute, hold still a minute. I got it, Si.
Yeah?
It's a chain. A little tiny chain with a little round bowl on the end of it.
How do you reckon it's fur?
Well, I don't know, but I'm blame soon going to find out. I'm going to give it a good jerk.
Look out. It might blow up.
Oh, blow up nothing. Here goes.
That's the light switch, Elmer. There's lights in here now.
Certainly are. Plenty light all over the place, ain't
they? And now that we got light in here, I got to look at that fella on the floor.
Yeah, so much the better. Maybe he's got keys or something to get out of here with.
All right. You look at him, Elmer. I can't.
Why, certainly I look at him. Nobody can ever say Elmer Peabody. Scared. I ain't afraid of nothing. Si.
Yeah?
Oh, Si.
What's the matter? Tell me. I'm scared to look, Elmer. Does he look awful bad?
Say, he don't look at all. He's gone.
He's gone?
Gone. Now, that's a sign of him anyway.
And then I can look at him if he's gone. Yep, he's gone. Something awful is going to happen to us. I know it.
Hold on, Si. Hold on now. Seems like there's a little more face here in here. Say, that fella must open a hole big enough to get through someplace around here.
But where's the hole now?
That's what we got to find out.
Let's look up in the book and see what to do next.
Now, looky here. I don't need no book to tell me that there ain't no rules for following a fella who is dead 1 minute and alive the next through a hole where there ain't no hole.
Then what can we do?
Wait a minute. See that square, smooth place right there? See it?
Yeah, I see it. But what of it?
It must be a door of some kind, sir. Come on, let's try. Push now, push. Come on, push hard.
I am pushing, Elmer. But my chest is kind of hurting me.
It is getting kind of hard to breathe in here, ain't it? Yeah. Come on, try to go inside. Oh, I can't push it none, sir, at all.
That door over there is one we come in, ain't it?
Seems like it was, but I ain't right sure now.
Maybe if we pound and yell, the cashier will come and let us out of here.
Oh, don't all this be so blame silly, Si. If that cashier had any idea of helping us out, he'd have took us out with him.
I wish I had an ice cream soda right now. It's mighty hot in here. Yeah, this is a door, all right, but I can't budge it.
Well, wait a minute. Si, this place here sounds kind of hotter when you pound on it, but oh, don't move none at all.
I got an idea, Elmer. Suppose we Try to shoot a hole through someplace.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Now, hold on there, you old fossil. If you ever shot a gun off in here, Si, we'd both be deep as a couple of posts in no time. And by the time that bullet had quit bouncing around these walls, we'd both be shot about 16 times.
Yeah, I reckon you're right.
Seems to me them lights is getting dim. Do it to you?
Hold on, Elmer. If anybody faints, it's going to be me.
Ain't no danger of Elmer Peabody fainting. Mm. Never. Watch them lights.
You're right. The lights is sure going out. But ain't it funny? They're going so slow.
Si, something is going to happen right sudden. You stand against that door. I'll take this one. And if anybody is trying to do something crooked, we'll catch him in it.
There they go. Them lights is plumb out now.
Now be quiet. Don't move and don't make a sound for a minute. Si, there's a scratching sound coming from someplace.
Don't say it like that. It makes cold shivers run up and down my back.
Say, will you shut up? Will you?
What's that?
Shut up and we'll find out.
That noise seems to be coming from under the floor, don't it? There's that breath of fresh air again, Elmer. There must be something open in this place. There now. That's better. Them lights is coming on again. That makes me feel more comfortable, too. Don't it, you, Elmer? Why don't you answer me, Elmer? Where are you? Elmer. Oh, my. He's gone. And I'm locked in here all alone. Oh, Elmer.
Now the boys are in a fine pickle. With poor old Si locked in the bank vault and Elmer missing, anything can happen. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear the next episode of Si and Elmer over this station.